Well, the InventorFest, as you recall, was an event that was targeted specifically to inventors and entrepreneurs. This program has a wide audience. It's designed for not only an expansion of professionals from inventors to musicians and everyone in between, it will also include regional high schools, as we're working with schools in the region as well.
What is the connection for schools?
This is the first year that we've made this attempt to include the schools and tie it to their lessons and lessons that include the new Common Core State Standards. So that's the reason for the change from the InventorFest to the Imagine Expo.
And kids probably have some unusual ideas, I would guess.
Yes, they do. We have everything from hard sciences and business to the arts as well, because we've kind of taken a little twist on the STEM concept, and we're using the STEAM application, which also includes the hard sciences as well as the arts and humanities.
Imagine is an acronym for what?
It is an acronym for the following. It has to do with the target audience that will be attending at the event, as well as the student projects that will be exhibited. Think of the name Imagine as an acronym. The letter I stands for inventors. The letter M stands for musicians. The letter A stands for authors and artists. The letter G stands for genius, geeks, and gamers. The letter I stands for innovators. The letter N stands for nonconformists, those who think outside the box. And the letter E stands for entrepreneurs.
Sounds like you've got just about everybody covered. And this has allowed you to make some really important partnerships in the community as well.
Exactly. And we have been working with some business groups, such as some of the small business development centers, such as the one at Northern Kentucky University, the Better Business Bureau, as well as the partners, the Kenton County Public Library and the Public Library of Cincinnati.
And you work at IPAC. I hate to ask you another acronym question, but the IPAC is?
The Intellectual Property Awareness Center at NKU Steele Library.
Can you give me a definition of what intellectual property is? I think that's a question a lot of people have.
We'll keep it simple. Basically, intellectual property has to do with the thoughts and the things that are created in our mind, the intellectual works. It could be proprietary type of information, inventions, trademarks, copyrights, things of that nature.
People that are familiar with the show Shark Tank are very familiar with the terms utility patent, provisional patent. What are those?
First off, there are provisional patents and non-provisional patents. A provisional patent is an application, which is very affordable, that gives the inventor a one-year window of time to determine if there is a market for their product. And then if they determine there's a market for their product, they would apply for the full-blown non-provisional patent.
When is it time to talk to somebody at the IPAC about protecting their ideas, whether it's a written idea or an invention?
Well, in addition to being a source for intellectual property, we also represent the Patent and Trademark Resource Center program with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. So the time to come to us is when you have any questions that have to deal with anything ranging from copyright to trademark to patents. We even provide instructional classes to help people do a patent search on their own, as well as trademark and copyright resources.
And that's one of only 80?
There are only 84 of these libraries throughout the country that represent the Patent and Trademark Office.
The Imagine Expo is May 17th from 1 to 4 o'clock at the Kenton County Library. Who can come?
It is open for the entire public, anyone from inventors to musicians and students.
You can find out how to get more information about Imagine Expo 2014 on our website at wnku.org under local news. John Schlipp, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.